With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew with Washington. Correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on Russia's recent barrage of missiles targeting Ukrainian energy sites.
Russia has launched a new barrage of missiles and drones in an overnight attack on Ukraine. The incident damaged energy facilities in the country's southeast and west regions and injured at least two workers. Ukraine is struggling with a new wave of rolling blackouts after constant Russian attacks on energy infrastructure that took out half the country's power generation capacity. In its eighth major attack on energy facilities, the Ukrainian Air Force said that Russia fired 16 missiles and 13 drones, most of which were intercepted. Meanwhile, in the Russia-controlled part of Donetsk, Moscow-installed Governor Denis Pushilin said around three people were killed and several were injured in a recent shelling by Ukrainian forces. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Current and former Republican officials and conservative activists addressed the Faith and Freedom Coalition's Road to Majority Conference in Washington.
Republican leaders came together to talk about faith and the future of our nation as it relates to the coming election in November. Founder Ralph Reed spoke of the war with Israel and Hamas.
It's been 258 days since Hamas terrorists breached the border with Israel and committed the bloodiest atrocities to suffer the Jewish people since the founding of the modern state of Israel.
House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik says only one candidate can save the American ideal.
We have to leave everything on the field to save our great nation and save the American dream. And President Trump is the only one who will be able to get that done.
Leaders say faith is key to victory in November. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Supreme Court has upheld a federal gun control law, and those who favor the Second Amendment say it's a major setback for gun rights in America. This is SRN News. A new study takes a closer look at human flourishing and what can help cause it. Here's Michael Harrington.
According to the American Bible Society report, a positive relationship with the Bible is the number one key to an individual's well-being. The research focuses on young adults, and it reveals that Generation Z is the most stressed cohort of all. But ABS spokesman John Plake says, quote, young adults who read the Bible score higher on the human flourishing scale than those who don't, and higher than any other generation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Oklahoma State Supreme Court is rejecting the State Board of Education's attempt to determine which books are available in public school libraries. The court found that the Board of Education rules approved last year that include bans on pornographic and sexualized content in books for small children is a violation of state law. This is SRN News. In downtown Atlanta, shipping containers have been transformed into an oasis for the homeless.
It's just one example of micro-communities that have been popping up across the U.S. In Denver, 1,500 people have been moved indoors through the city's own micro-community program. Faced with years of rising homelessness rates and failed solutions, city officials across the U.S. have been embracing rapid housing options, emphasizing three factors: small, quick, and cheap.
North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says electing Donald Trump could help the country save money on its defense budget.
Pick a number. What is a deterrence? Are cost hundreds of billions of dollars. You elect President Trump, and it's like adding to our defense budget, because our enemies would actually go, wow, this guy might actually take action.
Burgum says the exact opposite has been happening under President Biden. He was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network this week. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.